Hello.
Hi, is this Eldana?
It is.
Hi, this is Rob Thomas with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program.
Hi.
I got a very touching letter here from you about Nick.
Yes.
Tell me what's going on with him.
Nick was in a position back in August where the home that he and his three children were living in belonged to his mother and uncle. It was their estate, and they found out there were back taxes on it. And so Nick was going to have to move.
Mm-hmm.
And his income didn't support what he would have to pay. He would have been on the streets.
Right.
And because he'd always wanted to make the move down here, he always remembered the things that touched him when he was here through the summer. So he went online and he secured himself a position at Umpqua Dairy. Even though he didn't have housing, he had enough to rent a U-Haul and put their things in storage when they got down here. And he figured it would only be a while that they had to be in a motel room and he would be able to secure an apartment or a home. Well, that has not been the case. And it's, you know, we've got a 17-year-old, but then there's a 6 and a 5-year-old. And it's so hard for them to be in a motel room. You know, they have no place to use all this pent-up energy.
Right.
He and his son both are legally blind. Dorian, the 6-year-old, just before they made the move, lost his glasses.
Oh, no.
So he's not even in school because he can't see.
Right.
So he needs glasses. When Nick was here with the children for Thanksgiving, I noticed he wasn't wearing glasses, and I thought, well, that's strange. I don't believe he could wear contacts. But his frames were hanging from his shirt with one lens.
No.
His had broken also. So they're in a situation where it breaks my heart, and I wish that I could go out and find a house for them and pay for it, but my husband and I are both disabled and don't have that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying to do what we can, you know, give him a place to come out here and do laundry. I cook, portion it and freeze it, and then they can at least nuke it so they have some home-cooked meals versus nothing but boxed or junk food.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, your heart breaks. You want to do the world for them and can't.
Well, I think that's where Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program can definitely help him out.
That would be just such a blessing, I know, to him and to me, too. Thank you so much.
Hello.
Hi, is this Nick?
This is Nick.
Nick, my name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program.
Okay.
Got a letter about you, kind of describing your situation. You came down here from Washington.
Yeah.
You guys are living in a motel.
Oh, yeah. Boy, is it expensive.
Tell me about what's going on.
Well, I was living up in Washington, and the people who owned the house we were living in decided to sell it out from under us. And the cheapest place in that area was like $15.50 a month plus utilities. And I just couldn't swing it with the $18.50 I was making an hour at the time, you know?
Right.
And so my buddy Jess, who's lived down here most of his life, said, well, why don't you come on down here, you know? And we were supposed to be able to stay with some people, and that fell through. Then we were supposed to have some help with our first in deposit, and then that fell through. So the only option I had was motels, just limping it along, working up here at the Umpqua Dairy through Express.
That's got to be pretty spendy. I know motel rates, you know, even long term, are still pretty high right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they definitely are, especially in Roseburg, where there's lots of people living in them right now.
I understand that you are legally blind.
Yes. Without my glasses, anyways.
And your glasses are not in very good shape.
No, they're definitely not.
What happened there?
Well, they're old, first of all. Screw on one side ended up stripping out, and then all of a sudden another part of the frame broke, and I basically have to prop them on my face weird when I drive and kind of drive with one eye because the other lens got lost in the process.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Thankfully, I can do a lot of things, but I feel at work, you know?
You have four of you that are living in this hotel room. You got your
Yes.
oldest daughter,
Yes.
middle son, and youngest daughter.
That's correct.
And you're their sole provider.
Yes.
And Dorian is also legally blind.
Yes, and I suspect my youngest also.
And Dorian, who had some glasses, I understand, lost them?
Yes.
How does he see for school?
Oh, right this moment he's not in school. It's almost pointless to send him there if he can't see anything.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. A lot of your money is going towards just paying for your hotel room. What's Christmas looking like?
It's not. The kids' grandparents on both the mother's side and my side are looking at sending stuff down to them for Christmas. I just don't have the money for it. I mean, I had to borrow money in order to even have tonight and tomorrow night covered for the motel.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly my proudest moment, you know?
No, I know. I can understand that, especially as being a father of three daughters myself. I totally understand where you're coming from. It's a tough position to be in.
It really is.
Nick, what if I just tell you I could help you out?
I would love that. I need all the help I can get right now.
Well, Brooke Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star is going to make some good stuff happen for you. Thanks to the upcoming Sportsman and Recreation Show coming to the fairgrounds in February, we're going to take care of rent for you at the hotel for a little while.
That is so amazing. Thank you.
I've got a gift card for you to Walmart so you can get the kids some gifts and any other essentials you might need.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Thanks to Red Barn Dispensary, we'll get you a gift card for Sherm's.
Oh, heck yeah. I go to Sherm's all the time. I love Sherm's.
It's a good place, I'll tell you what. I don't know what those kids do during the off time when you're not there, but it'd probably be good to have some place for them to go and get out some energy, yeah?
It really would.
How about a membership to the YMCA?
That's amazing, yeah. Absolutely. I'm sure they'd have a blast there.
And one more thing. In partnership with Sydney Senior Services, Dr. Thomas Leach is going to do an eye exam for you and your son, and Sydney Senior Services is going to pay for brand new glasses for you both.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Man, oh, sorry. That just takes a lot of weight off my chest right now, everything you just told me.
I am so happy and thrilled to be able to do that for you. I was a single father once for a while. I know that road is tough, it's hard, and you feel like you're constantly fighting an uphill battle, and especially in the situation that you're in where you're just barely freaking keeping your head above water.
Well, yeah.
I get it.
The reason I'm doing that is because there are money borrowing apps. My paycheck's gone before I get it, then I have to go back into the cycle of borrowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not the life I wanted for my kids, you know?
When things fall apart, it's because something better is building up. And I'm one of those type of people that has a lot of faith. Something good for you is right around the corner. You're just needing a little hand to get between here and there.
That's amazing. Thank you.
Happy holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.